TransCanada today took the formal step of requesting status with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. The request represents a major step toward building a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to North American markets. The formal opening of the pre-file review will begin in about 10 days. TransCanada's Tony Palmer, who ushered the company's bid for the state license through the legislature last year, says this puts TransCanada ahead of the AGIA timetable that was agreed upon with the state.
It's the first formal step with FERC for TransCanada, but I want to assure you and your listeners that TransCanada will continue to focus on cost, schedule, and attracting customers, and the next step is to conclude our open season by the end of July of 2010.
The pre-file FERC review will trigger the presentation of engineering, environmental, and other supporting documents. Tamara Young-Allen with FERC says this process opens the project up for public review.
The pre-filing process is a great procedure to use because it gets the public, other federal agencies, state agencies, and local agencies involved very early in the process so that all those stakeholders can potentially have some influence on the final application that is ultimately submitted to the commission.
In pre-filing the project, Palmer says TransCanada comes alongside the industry-owned Denali project for initial review before the federal commission.
They will consider both applications and they will make a decision on those applications after we've each made a formal filing. Ours would be in 2012, and Denali will describe when their date would be. After due consideration, they will either approve one or both or neither.
Palmer says with the formal filing in 2012, the commission's work and the information provided by the companies becomes much more detailed and comprehensive.